My name is Bob Diaz. I work here in Special Collections. Thank you so much for coming. It's my pleasure to present to you a little presentation on the corrido. What's a corrido anyway? Well, there are a lot of definitions in books, of course, and I just pulled one to share with you. It's a ballad, a Mexican folk ballad that stems from the Romance Español, a long, often epic ballad introduced by the Spanish colonizers. Its transformation into a distinct Mexican form occurred during Mexico's struggle for independence in the early 19th century. The corrido became very popular during the Mexican-American War and extremely popular during the Mexican Revolution. Again, it's like a ballad, so if you think of British or American ballads, think of Barbara Allen or other songs that tell a story with usually a tragedy in the middle and a moral at the end that warns of being too bold or too sassy, etc. And there are a lot of corridos warning young women, for example, not to go out dancing and flaunting around, or fathers telling their sons, don't be headstrong, don't fight with that person. And they usually end up dead, you know, so unfortunately, they don't heed the advice that they're given. Corridos are written about a variety of topics, including battles of the Mexican Revolution, heroes and villains, bandidos and generals, places. There are corridos about various states in Mexico, such as El Corrido de Chihuahua, El Corrido de Sonora. There's even a Corrido de Tucson that was written by a mariachi group here in Tucson called Mariachi America de Gilberto Vélez. There's corridos about drug running, and these corridos are called narco corridos, and they're very, very popular today, especially among our youth. And then there are corridos about horses and other animals. And I'm going to intersperse this talk with some videos for you so that you can see actual performances of corridos. Some of these take place on the stage with musicians performing live. Others are embedded in movies. And this next one, the first one that I'd like to share with you, is by the great singer Lola Beltran. So this presentation is also available on my blog site. It's bobdiaz.net. If you look that up, you'll find this presentation. And this next video, again, it features Lola Beltran, but it's set in what is called a palenque, or a place where they have cockfighting. And it also stars the great actress Maria Felix and Katy Jurado and several other great Mexican actors. The opening isn't musical, but you get a sense for the feel and the tension in the room. And so here we go. That's Maria Felix. Maria La Bandida is... Oh, I'll stop. Just listen. Thank you. Maria la Bandida, it's about a woman that has grown cold and mean and based on her experiences with all these rough-looking guys. These are some of Mexico's greatest actors, by the way. And Maria Félix is just adored in Mexico. She was the queen of Mexican cinema. So that's Maria la Bandida. It's a contemporary corrido written by the great José Alfredo Jiménez. And I'm sure some of you know who he is. And rather than play the entire video for you, I'm just going to play you snippets, if that's okay. And we do have one musician in the house, Mr. Bobby Benton. Let's give Bobby a big hand. All right. So, let me continue here. According to the Mexican scholar Vicente Mendoza, a typical corrido usually contains some of the following elements. The initial call to the corridista or the balladeer to the public, sometimes called the formal opening. The stating of the place, date, and name of the protagonist of the ballad. The arguments of the protagonist, the message, the farewell, and the farewell of the corridista. And Mexican popular singers and actors who have recorded corridos include the following. You may know some of these artists as well. Antonio Aguilar, Los Hermanos Arizar, the great actor Ignacio López Tarso, Lola Beltrán, José Alfredo Jiménez, Miguel Aceves Mejía. A more contemporary corridista was Chalino Sánchez, and he helped popularize the narco corrido and was killed. He was involved in that world, and he's like become an anti-saint, but he's revered to this day by Mexicanos throughout Mexico. Another big popular group that helped popularize the narco corrido was Los Tigres del Norte, and in fact they're coming to town soon. I can't remember the exact date. Does anybody know? They're coming to town soon. If you get a copy of the Tucson Weekly, there's an ad advertising them. And then another group was Los Alegres de Terán and a singer named Amparo Ochoa. Let me tell you a little bit about how corridos are structured. Oh, what did I do? Okay. The corridos usually, and how many of you are musically inclined to know about music? Okay, so this will be good for, I mean, you guys will recognize what I'm saying here. Sometimes this stuff just goes right over my head. The corrido is usually sung in 2-4 time or 3-4 time. 2-4 time is like a polka and 3-4 times a waltz. Its harmony is based on the tonic, dominant, and subdominant chords. And it's usually constructed of a number of stanzas of 4 or 6 octosyllabic lines, and the melodic phrases are repeated for each stanza. Occasionally, the corrido has a melodic refrain, which may be in a different rhythm. Okay, I'm gonna show you a snippet of another corrido. I think what I'll do is play you a couple. I'm gonna play you this one here. It's called El Corrido del Caballo Blanco. There we go. I grew up listening to this. Really cool.
Este es el corrido del caballo blanco que en un día domingo feliz arrancará. Iba con la mira
hacia el
norte, habiendo salido de Guadalajara. Su noble jinete le quitó la rienda, le quitó la silla y se fue a puro pelón. Cruzó como rayo tierras nayaritas entre cerros verdes y lo azul del cielo. A paso más lento llegó hasta Escuinapa. Y por Culiacán ya se andaba quedando. Cuentan que los mochis ya se iba cayendo, que llevaba todo el hocico sangrando. ¶¶
You know what this corrido is really about? Yeah. Anybody know? You want to tell us? Go ahead.
Supposedly, it's he had an old white car that he started in Guadalajara and he drove it all the way to Mexico.
Exactly. It wasn't a horse. It was like a beat up old VW. In 1961, Jose Alfredo Jimenez, let me put this off, or take this off. Okay. In 1961, Jose Alfredo Jimenez issued his masterpiece. It's called La Enorme Distancia, and it was recorded with a group called Mariachi Vargas de Tecalitlan. And my aunts, two of my aunts, my uncle and my parents, all had that album. And at Christmas time, we'd all break out with that album because it had one of the only songs about Christmas time in Spanish that was available as a recording. But this, to a little 2-3-year-old kid, that the sound of that horse galloping and neighing was just fascinating. And I think that was the first exposure that I really had to something that meant so much to me over the years. And I love that corrido. To this day, I still play it on the radio and at home. I do a radio show, by the way, I was going to tell you this later, called The Chicano Connection. It's on KXCI Radio, 91.3 FM. It's a community radio station, and we play a variety of different types of music. On Wednesday nights, it's Latin night. So if you like this kind of music, I encourage you to tune in. I'm going to play you another corrido. Who was at last year's program? Anybody? You remember Dr. Fernandez's presentation on corridos of the Cristero movement? Well, there's one corrido in particular that is the best known one. It's called Valentín de la Sierra. And here's a version sung by a Mexican singer named Ana Gabriel. And I think you'll enjoy it. I won't play the whole thing, but just a piece. Okay, I'll tell you a little bit more about the Corrido de la Revolución. This is a typical one, but the Cristero Rebellion occurred after the revolution officially ended in 1920. they were taking away the lands of the Catholic Church, the new government in Mexico, and dispossessing the priests and the nuns. And there was a movement to get the church back its power and authority, and that was the Cristero Rebellion. This particular corrido is the best known of that particular subgenre. Okay. Oops. That's not what I wanted to do. I'm sorry about the clumsiness here, but gotta get used to this. Okay. Here are some corridos, corrido albums that you can find readily available on Amazon. If you go to my blog site, I will have a list of albums and also a list of books that you can link to on Amazon if you're interested in purchasing them. The one on the upper left is called Cantares y Corridos de la Revolución, and it's by Amparo Ochoa. It's a wonderful, wonderful album. And Antonio Aguilar has issued several corrido albums, and that one in the top middle there, I bought that album when I was 13 years old at a local drugstore. My mother didn't need much convincing to buy it because she loved Mexican music, and I've had that album since then. Then there's an album called Cantares de la Revolución by Hermanos Aizar. Another great Mexican singer is Miguel Aceves Mejia, and he's issued albums on corridos about horses and generals. And then a lot of Norteño groups play corridos. Los Alegres de Terán is one of the more famous ones. And then locally, Big Jim Griffith produced an album called Heroes and Horses, Corridos from the Arizona Sonoran Borderlands. And this is a Smithsonian Folkways product that you can easily acquire. We also have a lot of this music here at the U of A Library in our Fine Arts collection. And locally, the Pima County Public Library, as well as Pima College's library, have recordings and books about corridos. Did you know that Pima College is a public library, has a public library that you can check books out from? I didn't know that until I attended a class there years ago, and I was told that you can indeed get a card there. Did somebody say something? No? Okay. All right. So I have just a couple more slides, and then we'll see if we can get some music, some live music going here. The corrido today, it's dominated by a subgenre called the narco corrido, and it was first popularized by Los Tigres del Norte in the 70s, and then later by Chalino Sanchez. I think I mentioned that already. These are songs about drug smuggling, kingpins, and deals gone bad. They're pretty graphic in some instances, and they remain extremely popular. The state of Sinaloa seems to produce a lot of groups that specialize in this genre. There also exists a number of corridos that are more contemporary and are about current events, people, and places. During the 2008 presidential elections, for example, a couple of groups recorded El Corrido de Barack Obama, which is pretty cool. And there's also, there are corridos now on YouTube about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And I'll let you explore that at your own leisure. They're pretty spicy, some of them, and not safe for work or anywhere else, really, some of them. But they're there. I'm going to, let's see. I'll play you Los Tigres del Norte. Some of you will more than some of you will recognize this. Let me start over there. Sorry about that. Tiene muchos años esperando que la recuerden y que la cante con nosotros. A ver si se la saben. Eso que hicimos que dice salieron de San Isidro. You get a taste of that, huh? Real lively stuff. And these are called conjuntos. There's lots of different Mexican conjuntos that are specializing in the narco corridos these days. And again, they're very popular. I recently did a guest lecture at a junior high school, the teacher asked me to come and talk about traditional Mexican folk music and whatnot. And guess what the kids knew? They knew this stuff more than they knew anything else. I was really shocked. You know, I guess it's just so popular that it's everywhere. And I have mixed feelings about that, of course, you know, because it's about drugs and drug running and all these villains. But that's popular culture these days. Okay, I got just one more or two more slides to share with you and one more video, and we'll continue with the program. All right, I'm going to turn to the local scene with corridos and how they fare here in Tucson. Somebody have their phone on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I said earlier that Tucson has its own corrido, right? It's El Corrido de Tucson. If you tune into my program, you'll likely hear it one of these at some point because I play it all the time. And for years, Tucson Meet Yourself has held a corridos contest. In fact, we have in our audience, is Pernella still here? Oh, okay. When Pernilla comes back, I'll embarrass her. But she and her sister won the corrido contest one year. Teresa Jones was a producer for Reflexiones, and their sister is in the audience with us, Gloria. So it's great to have them. Did somebody have their hand up?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, ma'am.
Chris is at Ava on October 14th.
All right.
And Ayala is going to be there on the 21st.
Yes, Ramon Ayala, los Bravos del Norte or something like that.
Ramon Ayala.
Yeah, he's another very, very popular singer. We're very fortunate. Tucson's not only a hotbed for mariachi music, but for all styles of Mexican music. And the Ava Amphitheater is a great place to go to see music. And we also have music downtown all the time. So Tucson Meet Yourself has held this corridos contest for many years. And we are the depository for the archives of Tucson Meet Yourself. So if you come to Special Collections and ask to see or listen to some of the performances at Tucson Meet Yourself, we'd be happy to break out the recordings for you. They're really fun to listen to. We have a lot of Lalo Guerrero recordings that are part of that, and he's written a number of corridos as well. And then the UVA Poetry Center for many years held a corrido contest for high school students, and it's now being run by the Mexican-American Studies Department. And then there's a corrido dedicated. Who was here at the mariachi program 2 weeks ago? You remember meeting Dr. Valenzuela, the mariachi educator? Yeah. Well, there's a corrido dedicated to him, and I'm going to play that for you. And it's by a student whose name is Ariceli Valenzuela. And she won the 2010 bilingual corrido contest with this particular song. Okay, Pernella's back in the room. And Pernella, I told everybody that you won the corrido contest one year with your sister Teresa. Uh-oh, sorry about that. Didn't mean for that to happen. Okay. Some of you recognize Johnny Contreras there. He's a Pueblo High School mariachi instructor. Thank you. stop. Okay. All right. So you see that the corrido is also locally popular among our youth, which is great because the tradition lives on. And it's a wonderful tradition. It's a way that in our culture, the Mexican culture, news has been spread about events and about great people and bad people, etc. And it's much like the British and European ballads and the Spanish romances. They tell some corridos go on forever. They have like 50,000 verses. And I didn't want to bore you with that much. I really enjoy listening to corridos. I was very fortunate as a kid to have parents that loved Mexican music, and I was at the right place at the right time buying that Antonio Aguilar album. You know, that's probably one of the best corrido albums ever. So I'm going to leave it open for a few questions, and then we're going to invite musicians in the audience to come on up and share their corridos with us. You have a question, sir? Well, Spain has the romance, which is a form of the same thing, very long, epic ballads about events and people and whatnot. And I think in Latin America, a lot of people look up to Mexico for their music and they copy it. I'm not familiar with more local types of songs within Latin American countries, but corridos are popular everywhere. Any other questions? Yes, in the back. Sure.
Can I try myself to see if I'm right?
Sure, sure.
At least partly. So mariachi bands play corridos, but do they also play other types of music?
Oh, yes. Yes. So they play rancheras.
They're one of the Mexican groups that play
a variety of genres. A corrido is like a genre. A ranchera is like a genre. A son is a genre. They're styles of music. Mariachis are groups. They're in contrast to like trios or duos or individual musicians that just play with a guitar or conjuntos. Those are types of groups. The others are styles of songs.
And what about ranchero music and corrido music?
Well, rancheras are, think of country music and songs about love and heartbreak and loss and that kind of thing. That's what a ranchera is, basically. It's different in that the form is different. The corrido traditionally has followed certain formulae, you know, and the rancheras don't necessarily follow that. Sure. I hope that sufficed. Any other questions? Yes, over here in the corner.
If you don't mind me making one small correction.
Sure. Oh my goodness, really?
Serafino Flores, he's Yaqui.
Oh, wow.
And it's called La Joya de Oeste, the Jewel of the West. And yeah, so Gilbert and the guys recorded it.
Oh, wow.
By a Yaqui musician. Yeah,
oh, thank you so much.
Sure, he used to play in trios around town.
Uh-huh.
And I think even on the kind of the area where you come off of Euclid and you're coming into downtown under the snake, I think Serafino Flores is on that wall somewhere.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah,
wonderful. Oh, wow. I want to write that down because that's important, and I'd like to share that. I thought it was Guilherme that...
They just recorded it. Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that.
How do we listen to it when we
find
it?
Well, actually, it's out of print, unfortunately. But if you tune into my radio show, I'll play it for you. Call me up and request it. I have it on an album, and I also have the CD, but they're long out of print. They recorded it, I think, back in the 80s. Any other questions? The group that recorded it? Mariachi America de Gilberto Vélez. The Vélez family, one of the guys is a math professor, I believe, and another is a teacher, and Gilbert works in Nogales, and he's a master, what's it called? Karate or judo, one of those martial arts. He's a martial arts guy. Okay, any other questions or comments? Yes, back there.
Sir, would you kindly go back to a corrido that probably Playa Blanco.
Sure. All right, we can do that. We have time. I'll play you another snippet of it then.
La luz del día cumplida su hazaña se fue a Rosarito y no quiso echarse hasta ver Ensenada. Y este fue el corrido del caballo blanco que salió un domingo de Guadalajara.
All right. I hope that was enough. Sorry. I didn't realize it. We had played so much of it. Yes, Jim?
Are corridos ever sung in any other language?
I imagine so, but I don't really know for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't say. Yes, ma'am?
The music of Marty Robbins
uh-huh.
might be considered a corrido in English.
That's true. El Paso?
I walked out of the streets of Laredo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah, it's pretty close as anything else. Yes, ma'am.
Just one more question. I'm familiar with the song La Jaula de Oro by Los Tigres del Norte. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No.
It's about the American dream, and it's on the theme of immigration. And I was
wondering
if immigration is also another common...
Oh, yes. There are a lot of corridos about coming to the North and being disillusioned and then going back, or, you know, losing a loved one to the North. Etc. Lots of corridos about that topic.
Is there a corrido about all the land America stole after the war 1850?
There are corridos about practically everything, so you probably would be able to find something like that. Okay, who are our musicians in the audience? Do we have anybody willing to sing? I apologize, our house musicians did not show up tonight, and I'm disappointed, but sometimes things like this happen. So, yes.
I'm a mariachi. I could improv.
Great. Maybe I can get you and Bobby up here.
Hi, my name is Tiffany Alvarez. I got into mariachi mostly when I went to South Point High School with Ruben Moreno. He plays trumpet with Mariachi Luz de Luna here in town. And he's toured with Calexico and played with them. I got to play with them once, which was awesome. So in high school, I really got into gigging and with Ruben, kind of became professional at around age 16, making money on the weekends, playing gigs with him. Well, I've been known to improv stuff here and there, so do a little something, I guess.
Ay, qué lindas, qué rechulas las fiestas de mi rancho, con sus chinas, mariachis y canciones, y esos charros que traen sombrero ancho. Qué bonita esa yegua, la sana y pajarera, para asarla y echarle una mangana y montarle y quitarle lo matrera. Qué rechulas la fiesta del Bajío, ay, qué lindas sus hembras y su sol, rinconcito que guarda el amor mío. Tuyo es mi corazón.
So that was the 2-4. Ching, ching. So the bass pulls 1-1, and then 3. So 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. When I pull that one string, that would like represent the bass. So 2-4, that's two beats you hear. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Yeah, so that one is a little different from the ones we kind of heard in the videos. So this was a more upbeat one. It was called El Herradero. It talks about like a fiesta and where they have horses and they do like tricks with the horses and different things like that. So it kind of describes a scene in an arena like that.
See if Bobby has one. He has a whole sheet.
Don't go ahead.
Oh,
we'll do it.
What do you have over there? What songs do you have over there?
I have, okay. Yeah, well, after you get.
Well, this is like a Bible right here. So. I haven't seen you for very long. Okay, I should look at the sticky notes. Okay, I like this one. So this one is about Pancho Villa, El Siete Leguas. Talks about kind of how they organize and all the horses and some of the locales, and it even talks about a locomotive that passes by. It mentions his name quite a few times. It mentions the state of Chihuahua in here, a couple of different cities. So I'll do a little bit of this one. Let's see. Yeah, this is your book. I don't want to like.
Well, it's shot anyway.
Oh, so yeah. Okay, it's your book. Yeah, let me get the little arm here. Yeah, do you know this one pretty well? You can just curious. It's Stella.
No?
Yeah. Okay. Alright, so listen for the keyword Villa and some of the places, see if you recognize some of the cities they mention. And, okay, alright.
Something like that.
Somebody knows, I'm sure Bob does, maybe you know, the whole story of La Adelita. So, was it one about one particular woman, or all the women that kind of waited for their significant other to come from battle, or what was sort of the story?
I think it's one woman.
One woman?
But it represents the woman of the revolution.
Sure. Okay. So La Delita.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can sing a little bit of this one.
That's great.
We don't. So these aren't very common at gigs, like here in town. People don't normally ask for revolution songs, at least for mariachis. But you sure can, you know, some groups know them and some groups don't. So some would say yes, some would pull up their iPhone and start reading, you know, from them. So it just depends on the set of musicians you have. But yeah, in Los Angeles, in that area, for instance, you are expected to know, there are a lot more people that live there from Guadalajara and Mexico City, things like that. So that you are expected to know all these songs and by memory, and you will be embarrassed by the client if you don't. Sergeant idolized. She was valiente, or very brave, and bonita, pretty. And even the colonel respected her. So it says all that in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Got a couple of them here. First of all, this this I'm not used to a mic. This first one is Corrido Nogales, which was on that Jim Griffith's presentation of Heroes and Horses. And I was lucky enough to be part of it, the first three songs, with a deceased friend of mine who was really an exceptional musician. So this is a kind of a true story of an incident that happened in the 20s, or the end of the, toward the end of World War I, where there was a concern that German infiltrators would come through the border, Mexican border. And so everything was pretty tight. And If you buy the this particular CD, I have some available, not with me, but you can order from the Smithsonian Folklore label, and it does explain the all the corridos that are in it, and they're all recorded in homes, not in studios. And two or three of the people who recorded have passed away. They were done around 2001 or so. And this is the story of a battle supposedly happened in Nogales between the gringos and the Mexicans. And this the story is from the Mexican perspective. I learned this from my friends, my dad's friends, etc., from Babadranita. And just noticed that this was a type, they typed it on the typewriter. And I just noticed that Mexicano is spelled with a J, which is the original spelling from Spain. I just, muchos Mexicanos with a J. And the I believe the, when I went to Tucson High, the El Camino Real little textbook, I believe they used the J. This is in like 1955, 6, 7.
What was Big Jim's role?
He produced the whole thing. And he and a fellow from New Mexico went around recording these corridos. And a lot of famous ones. Some I didn't know and never heard. I'm not familiar with them, but this is one of them, and I hope I can. I can't remember all the stanzas, so I'll have to read them. Valientes nogalenses hicieron su deber peleando con los gringos hasta morir o vencer. El 27 de agosto, como las cuatro sería, se escucharon en la línea tiros de fusilería. Va a pasar un mexicano por la línea divisora. Se litió en un palazón gringo, fue el principio de la historia. Cumpliendo con su deber, Fenamén se corrió luego, fue la línea divisora, a ver si cambiaba el fuego. Pero luego que lo vieron por los gringos, fue baleado y murió instantáneamente, y ahí quedó tirado. Todo el pueblo abraguero al comandante fue a ver, pidiéndole parte y armas para poder defender. Eran 1500 gringos, todos eran federales, y no nos dejó a pensar ese pueblo de Nogales. Hubo muchos mexicanos, traidores de endemacia, que torturaron a su patria en el combate en ese día. Solo Nogales, Sonora, todos éramos unidos, las mujeres entre balas recogiendo los heridos. Esa soldadesa negra abusando de poder, penetró hasta la Cruz Roja sin cumplir con su deber. Hirieron a dos mujeres, las americanas, y dijeron, no hay cuidado, somos puras mexicanas. Solo los soldados gringos no se volvieron a ver, metieron pura negrada y se fueron a esconder. El señor gobernador, que luego llegó a Nogales, hubo algunas conferencias entre dos los generales. Luego el jefe mexicano comenzó a conferenciar con el
con el jefe americano que quiso parlamentar. Todo mexicano vil te pisa su poderón, es esclavo de los gringos y traidor a la nación. El que muere por su patria muere con gloria y honor, y a su pulpo le acompaña el pabellón tricolor. El que compuso este corrido lo canta por cuatro reales, y el presente los hizo a los giros de Nogales.
Another popular kind of a local song about horse races, which heroes and horses in the stories in this album. And this one is called El Moro de Cumpas. El Moro de Cumpas was a true story of a horse race that took place in Agua Prieta, just across the border from Douglas, and there was used to be a nightclub and restaurant called Copacabana, which I was there for a big party one time in about 1958, a year after this happened. Anyway, this is a match race for you who are familiar with horse races. It can be a very expensive, lucrative, and dangerous for the loser who does not pay. And there have been stories, even here locally, I've heard about way out in the desert, they'd line up quarter horses, and they guys with big belt buckles and little jockeys would have a match race on a quarter mile. And one jockey told me, I think he's passed away since then, he wasn't a very old guy, but he didn't participate, but he saw a horse race, and everything was fine except one of the people who attended had not paid for a previous horse race that he had lost. So the guy who had won just snuck up in front of him and shot him, killed him. And I don't think it ever made the newspaper, so it was kind of a quiet, private thing. So this has nothing to do with the death, but it's a story of a horse race.
A la ciudad de Agua Prieta vino gente de donde quiera. Vinieron a la carrera del relámpago y el moro, dos caballos de primera. El moro de Pedro Frisby era del pueblo de Cumpas, muy bonito y muy ligero. El relámpago era un zaino, era caballo de estima de su amo Rafael Romero.
Rafael Romero was the owner of the Copacabana.
Cuando paseaban al moro se mira mal tan bonito que empezaron a apostar. Toda la gente del decía que aquel caballo venía especialmente a ganar. Cheques, billetes y pesos le sobraron al de Cumbas el domingo en la mañana. Por la tarde las apuestas pasaron de 100,000 pesos en esa Copacabana. Arrepecharon la apuesta rancheros y ganaderos, obreros y campesinos, cantineros y meseros, amigos y visitantes de pueblos circunvecinos. Frank y Jesús Valenzuela cazaron sin 15,000 pesos en el zaino de Romero. Decía el Puyo Morales, se me hace coe con el moro, los ganan todo el dinero. Andaba Trini Ramírez también, yendo Valenzuela paseando y a los caballos. Dos corredores de faja, dos buscadores de triunfo, los dos eran buenos gallos. Dieron el Santiago y el moro salió adelante con la intención de ganar. Ramírez le tupo al zaino y arriba de medio taste dejaba al moro para atrás. Doña Rodián es el nano, compositor del corrido, a todos pide disculpas. Aquí se acabaron dudas, ganó el zaino de Agua Prieta, perdió el moro de Cumbas.
You saved me, so thank you so much. Let's give them a huge round of applause. We're going to let them do one more song, and then we have food outside, so don't go anywhere, everybody. Stick around. One more. This is Mr. Bobby Bennington.
This is not a corrido in the sense as we're used to it, but it's a story, so it is a corrido. And it doesn't refer to any person's name or any particular location, but it's a story of something that happened. And it's called El Preso Número 9. And this is a story of a prisoner who is going to be, not assassinated, but executed for killing his love and who he found in the arms of his friend. See if I can kind of do it. And it's not, this is more of a huapango type song.
Número 9, ya lo van a confesar. Está rezando en su celda con el cura del penal, porque antes de amanecer la vida le ha de quitar, porque mató a su mujer y a su amigo desear. Dice así al confesor. Señor, y si vuelvo a nacer, yo los vuelvo a matar. Padre, no me arrepiento, ni me da miedo la eternidad. Yo sé que allá en el cielo, el Ser Supremo los juzgará. Voy a seguir sus pasos, voy a buscarlos al más allá. El preso número 9 era un hombre muy cabal. Iba de noche de duelo, muy contento a su jacal. Pero al mirar su mujer en brazos de su rival, siendo su pecho un rencor y no se pudo aguantar. Al sonar el clarín se formó el pelotón y rumbo al paredón se oye el preso decir: Padre, no me arrepiento, ni me muevo la eternidad. Yo sé que allí en el cielo el Ser Supremo los juzgará. Voy a seguir sus pasos, voy a buscarlos al más allá.
Thank you for putting up with me.
Again, thank you, Tiffany and Bobby. Bobby's been with us 3 years now doing the Corrido program, and we really appreciate his presence and his talent. So thanks, everybody, for coming tonight. And we have a lot of food and beverages out there, so please stick around. We'll be here till 8 o'clock with you. And again, if you want to see my presentation online, it's bobdiaz.net. That's all you need to remember. And it's a blog site, and I just put my presentation online there so you can see all those videos and read the text. But thank you very, very much.
Can I make a quick announcement?
Oh, yeah. Sure. One more question?
She has a question.
Yes. I don't see you.
Who has a question?
Little girl.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
She's being shy now.
Okay.
Can I announce something real
quick? Yes.
I just wanted to make a quick announcement. I have two events coming up. So I, with my best friend Mikey Flores, who's the grandson of the man that wrote the Corrido about Tucson, we're doing a benefit for him. So he's Yaqui also, and on dialysis. And so we're doing a mariachi extravaganza at El Casino Ballroom this Sunday, 3 to 7 p.m., $15 at the door and food. I'll be there. You'll see me running around doing logistics, helping in the kitchen, you know, collecting at the door. So if you'd like to come and support, that'd be great. Also, that's this Sunday, the 9th, El Casino Ballroom, which is on 26th Street, I believe. Yeah, an old venue, 3 to 7 p.m. Okay, $15 at the door. The other event, I work with the Historical Society and Tucson History Museum. I'm sorry, Arizona History Museum. We're doing an event November 26th. It's a Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. It's going to be mariachi demonstration, folklorico demonstration. We're going to have the Tohono O'odham there. Gertie and the Teal Boys are going to play. So we've got Native American performers. We might have our Yaqui troupe do a blessing. And so it's all about the culture and the happenings around, you know, this area, so the Southwest. So come and see me if you wanted to get more details. That one is also $15. Okay, and we're going to be putting out a flyer for that one soon with the Arizona History Museum.
So. All right. Bobby has one announcement, and then we'll end the program.
On November the 20th, at the Tupac Historical Park in the old schoolhouse, I will be performing with my friend Eddie Cordova.
Mexican music, not so much corridos, but boleros and rancheras. Also, the second artist is going to be led by Johnny Contreras, who is the professor and instructor at Pueblo High School, in a not in a mariachi setting, but in a arocho, a guapango setting with a harp and a trio. So hope that you can possibly make it. I have a flyer I can forward to you.
Okay, sure.
And maybe you can put it on the deal. It's put on together by Ted Ramirez, who I thought was going to be able to make it here. He's Tucson's official troubadour, and he just presented Tish Hinojosa, who maybe some of you know, last Sunday down in the Tubac at the old schoolhouse.
All right, thank you so much, Tiffany and Bobby. And one more question, and then we'll end it. Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you.